For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Election Day is just 2 weeks away, and the San Bernardino County Registrar of Voters says early voting numbers are up compared to the weeks leading into the 2016 election. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more.
San Bernardino County Registrar of Voters Bob Page said at a Monday press conference that on their last count, nearly 12% of the more than 1.1 million ballots mailed to voters have been returned so far. At this point in 2016, there was just over a 1% turnout.
So we are seeing an increased interest in early voting for this election. Cannot say that that will necessarily translate to an overall higher turnout when all is said and done, but it does indicate that people are voting earlier than they have in past elections.
Page says ballots are not being counted yet, but they have started verifying signatures. And so far, 95% of the ballots have been processed and are eligible to be counted. If a signature looks off, it goes through three rounds of checks with experienced election workers.
If either the envelope does not have a signature or we do not believe that the signature matches, then we have another process where we have to send a notification letter to the voter, giving them the opportunity to correct that signature issue.
And voters who signed up for the Secretary of State's Where's My Ballot program will also receive an electronic alert. Voters will have until November 29th to make corrections. Page also shared there have been two reports of unofficial ballot drop-off boxes. He says they have not been able to reach representatives at Calvary Chapel in Apple Valley to confirm if they have a box for an advertised ballot drop-off service. But they did speak to a Calvary Chapel in Chino Valley, and the church acknowledged they have a box on their property.
We have provided them some basic information about the rules regarding returning ballots that are provided to them by voters. And we have referred that matter to the Secretary of State's office. Since we don't actually police or enforce the law, we just provide access to voting. We forwarded that information about those two locations to the Secretary of State for following up.
Page says a majority of ballots are arriving through the Postal Service, but with over 22,000 ballots received through drop boxes so far, the county is increasing how often they pick up those ballots, from every 4 days to every 2 days. Voters can also drop off their ballots at any in-person voting site. Early in-person voting is already underway at the registrar's office. An additional 5 early voting locations will open up on October 25th, and 210 assigned polling locations will be open October 31st through November 3rd. Voters are being asked to wear masks and socially distance at all in-person polling places, which is part of the county's 2020 election slogan, Your Ballot, Vote Safe, Vote Early.
Part of this campaign, providing a significant amount of information about the safety measures that we put in place at our in-person voting locations and our other voting options so that they understand all the different safety measures and they can make the choice about which method of returning their ballot they feel is the most safe and secure.
For more information on how to find a drop-off ballot box or about in-person voting locations and hours, visit sbcountyelections.com. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.
Environmental leaders in California are meeting this week to brainstorm how to reach its ambitious climate goals, such as becoming carbon neutral by the year 2045. The California Energy Commission is hosting the online symposium. The state plans to spend about $1.5 billion over the next decade to help meet its climate objectives. Democratic State Assemblymember Christina Garcia spoke at the symposium.
We need to be innovative in our way of thinking and a way of approaching. Our limitations and our lack of equity shouldn't hold us back, but they should help us innovate to make sure that we're lifting everyone up.
Hundreds of clean tech innovators are joining the discussion about electric vehicle charging, clean energy for cities, and how to store renewable energy. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.